Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Well, welcome one and all to another edition of the Bridge and Spider Pod Dog.
There he is. There it is.
Dog diggity dog dog. Just a little something extra. Being the home of
the
comedy.
The German Shepherd Pod.
Being the home of comedy, we catch up with Ed Cavalli from Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, speaking of hot dogs, that would have been your name in the Big Brother house. Remember hot dogs?
Yeah, who could forget him?
Yeah. Well, we catch up with host Mike Goldman. We cannot believe the Big Brother house is kaput, burned down. Yep. Shocking.
Yeah, and talking about dogs, we're talking about the top dogs, New South Wales and the State of Origin. It was a huge win, massive win. We'll catch up with Garth Brennan, the coach of the Gold Coast Titans, to give his insight into what he thought of Origin and also the upcoming match the Titans have this weekend.
It's another edition of the Bridge and Spider Pod Dog, Gold 92.5.
Oh, you're a machine.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast, Gold 92.5.
The music will bring back some memories.
Oh. I was devastated when I heard this. I know it was derelict and they were thinking of making it a paintball place or whatever, but the Big Brother house burnt down. I think what's more disturbing, it's 11 and 4 children between the ages of 11 and 15 and 2 9-year-olds, question?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous. But look, it was big in its day. We used to love it here on the Gold Coast. So many people used to always go. But we all remember when we heard this every Sunday night.
We are now going to decide who will be evicted.
From the Big Brother house.
The Big Brother house has been evicted. Mike Goldman, hello, good morning.
Yes, it's a sad day in television history, my friends. What has happened? It's been burnt to the ground. I'm so sad.
Well, you should be. I mean, you were the host with Gretel, and you did a lot of the after show specials, all of those kind of specials.
Yeah, all the up lates and the Friday Night Live.
Yes.
And Saturday showdowns, and I've had thousands of calls and messages. But we were there at the candlelight vigil last night outside the house, just near Dreamworld. There was about 250, about 100. Okay, it was just me.
I was going to say, we just thought for a moment that is this serious?
Yeah, hang on.
Wow.
Oh, we love. But Mike, what is your some of those great memories you had? What's your favourite moment? Because as you say, it still lives with people. My daughter flew up from Melbourne with her girlfriends just to go to the live eviction on a Sunday night. It was big in its day.
Yeah, man, those Sunday night eviction shows are massive. And it was a TV show that people actually paid to get in. We had on finale nights, people pay up to $500 to sit in the front row to see their favourite housemates. It was crazy. But one of my favourite moments was probably when Chrissy Swan was sitting up there on stage. She was the Logie Award winner years later and is on radio and TV now, alongside Reggie, who won that year. And Reggie was just handed a check for $250,000. And she's like, oh, yeah, thanks. Put it in her pocket. And they gave her a Sony PlayStation. She's like, oh, my God, a Sony PlayStation.
Hey, what TV house do you think would upset you if it burnt down? Like, for me, the Brady Bunch house, if that burnt down.
Yep.
Or Ramsay Street.
Oh.
Ramsay Street was gone. How devastated would people be?
Well, Well, Lassiter's goes every once a year or so.
Yeah, it goes.
But that's
when the ratings go down. They just set fire to it.
Bombing.
Get it in the news.
Yeah. Ramsay Street, I'll put you down for that then, Ramsay Street. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good on you guys. Thanks.
It's Mike Goldman, the former host of Big Brother.
But you know what? It made me think. I wonder what other houses, TV houses, you've grown to love, you watched. If they burnt down. Now this show, if this house burnt down.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
The Wonder Years.
Yes,
would
right.
Because it was all so cool in the 60s and.
What was his name?
Kevin.
Kev.
Yeah, that would devastate me. Or maybe this, a bit of this. Do you remember? Oh, this is a good Aussie one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This one.
Oh, yeah. The Sullivans.
The Sullivans house.
Little terrace house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Single fronted terrace. Nice.
Really, really sad, isn't it?
It would be sad. What's right. it, yeah, what house would be sad? You know, like the Big Brother house is gone now. But
so the TV houses.
Yeah, what you grew up with.
All right, well, 13, 27, 10. What TV house would you be devastated to see burn to the ground?
That's
I mean,
right.
it's a horrible thought.
No, but you invest a lot of time
exactly.
in it.
Exactly. Yeah, you do.
13, 27, 10. You got a chance to win a double to go and check out the movie Yesterday. Yesterday, everyone knew the Beatles. Today, only Jack remembers their songs.
That's a really good concept.
Yep, Yesterday in cinemas. June 27, 13, 27, 10, with your calls. What TV house would you be devastated to see go with Bridge and Spider? We'll get your calls on next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Well, we're pretty devastated. It's in our backyard at Coomera. The Big Brother house burnt down by children, by the way, over the weekend. And when you invest a lot of time into a TV show, if it burnt down, it does devastate you. That's why we're asking the question, which TV house would devastate you if it burnt down, Peter?
I've got two. If Mr. Ed Stable from I'm a Horse, if Mr. Ed Stables went, I'd be shattered. No, I'm being serious.
Yes.
And the other one, we don't want to see this house ever burn down, was Oscar the Grouch's house. Because he lived in it and he never went out of it.
He did.
Yeah, true. I think there was an apartment in New York. If it was to burn down, I'd be upset if this...
Could you imagine?
Yeah, Jerry's apartment. You know, no Kramer coming in like he used to just burst through the door.
And all the cereal boxes in the cupboard. Yeah, that's cool.
Taking your calls on 13, 27, 10, those houses, those TV houses, upset you if they burnt down? I'll get to Karen. Go ahead, Karen.
Karen in Palm Beach, which... Karen in Palm Beach, which TV house would absolutely devastate you if it was caught on fire?
Family Ties.
Oh, Family Ties. Together.
Oh, there it
it's
is.
A great house.
Yeah.
They solved a lot in the bedrooms, didn't they? As in, sat down on the end
on.
Of the bed and
right.
did the whole, let's learn a lesson out of this.
Oh, the family chat.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful memory.
Thank you, Karen.
That's okay.
All right, hope you're okay. Good.
Yeah.
You're right. It's okay. The house is still there. Thank you. Emma in Logan. Hello, Emma. What house would absolutely devastate you if it was caught on fire?
If the Wandon Valley Hospital burnt down.
Oh, no. Oh.
Music and sad proposition to think.
Oh, you would have thought. Yeah.
Would you save Matron Sloan if that hospital was...
No, I had a love affair in my mind with Terence Nellis.
Doctor.
Leave it here then, okay.
Doctor, give me the news.
Tony of Reedy Creek, what TV house would devastate you if it burnt down?
Sorry?
What house would devastate you if it burnt down?
Bewitched.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That was a great house.
Good front door.
It was, yeah.
But, Tony, she had
and
to clean it.
The crazy neighbours.
But she had to clean it all by hand. She couldn't even wiggle her nose and do it. He made her do it all by hand.
Doing your tone.
That was hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, funny. Gary in Arundel, hello. What TV house would devastate you if it caught on alight?
Little House on the Prairie. I love that show, and I just wish my daughter had to take a little bit of notice of that show.
Really?
What's that? Oh.
Your daughter should have. Why is that? Should I get that?
I don't get it.
Oh, I just wish she had have, been respectful and had the attitude of those little girls on I think it was Laura. And,
Melissa Gilbert, pretty amazing.
Yeah, when she rolled down the hill at the end of every episode.
Yes. It was only a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I also grew up on my grandmother's farm, which is very similar. So, it was a great show.
Good on you. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Hi there.
What's your house?
Skippy's house.
Oh, Skippy. Yeah, yeah. Was it a house? Oh, yeah, that's when he'd navigate the doors and locks and everything, Skippy.
That's it. I was shattered when I realised how small it really was.
Yeah.
You're on your way.
Thank you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Spider Everett, AFL legend.
It's unbelievable.
and unsuccessful coach.
My young son Boston is starting to play a bit of footy. I thought I could be an assistant coach. I got knocked back.
It's Spider Sport on Gold 92.5.
Oh, what a massive weekend in sport it was. What an emotional roller coaster for everybody in Australia. It was huge. It was massive. We saw the World Cup with the Matildas going down in a penalty shootout, which was heartbreaking. Mm. They should have never been in that position. So there was a downer. And then only 24 hours, Aussies were on top of the world when Ash Barty finally got to the world number one.
After the French Open, let the Barty party start once again. Because Ashley Barty will be the new number one after winning this Birmingham final. The first Australian to top the WTA ranking since 1976.
Amazing. Bridge and Spiders, yeah. Ash Barty.
Yes, well,
so many people have tried to claim Ash Barty, but we had a long before the French Open. So I don't want people to start jumping on the bandwagon there. No. So Ash Barty, congratulations. Well, and I can't wait to Wimbledon now. It gives us something really to follow. Over the next, tomorrow you'll find in the World Cup as well, Australia versus the Poms, which is going to be massive. The Poms will be absolutely giving it to Dave Warner, Steve Smith. It's going to be a huge game. The Barmy Army are going to be out in force. Yeah. I can't wait to watch it because they're very creative with their songs. We know they are, so I can't wait
They'll
for
be
that.
Practicing now.
Oh, yes. Oh, for sure. And in the AFL, before we hit the State of Origin, in the AFL, really interesting about the AFL at the moment because you know how they've got the new behavioural officers. So, security guards going around making sure you don't, give too much feedback to the opposition or the umpires.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a game now that a lot of spectators are playing. If the game's over, some team's going to win it and there's nothing you can do. They're trying to see how far they can push the behavioural officers by giving the, by cheering and giving the opposition a bit of curry and seeing if they can get kicked out.
We go. We knew it was going to go that way, though,
It wasn't going to be long before it turned into a game, and now it's a game. It's a game within the game. So interesting. But all eyes was last night in Perth, 60,000, just under 60,000 people at, it was funny last night for the State of Origin. Do you notice they were calling it Perth Stadium? It's actually Optus Oval, but because of the major sponsor of the NRL is Telstra.
Is that why?
Yeah,
okay.
Because I'm going, why are they calling it Perth Stadium? Then it clicked because it's called Optus Oval, but of course everyone, the NRL must have sent out a letter because every network covered it off as Perth Stadium.
Okay.
So it wasn't allowed to be shown as Optus Oval, but last night, record numbers. Look, the Queensland New South Wales definitely handled the wet better, but this is Queenslander Corey Oates. This is what he had to say after the game.
We didn't have the ball. That's not us. So, we got to move on now and look to the next one. We got to come out firing and we're just into this game. But, we can't sit here and talk about it and dwell on it. It's happened now and let's move on.
Yep.
Yeah, they weren't even near it. And when Origin's no good is when Bridge starts sending through text messages and memes of her dogs. You're sitting there, I'm getting these dog memes. I'm going, Bridge is over the Origin.
You like it when it's a tight tussle, at the top. But look, I was, seriously, Queensland was as useless as an ashtray on a motorbike.
Yeah.
It was absolutely like a toddler with a yo-yo. Why did we even turn up with the flight? What a waste of seats on that flight over there.
It was. They were still in the West.
This is a massive statement from me. This is the first and last time you'll ever hear me say this.
Yeah.
I agree with Gus Gould and what he said.
You what?
About the Queensland State of Origin.
Okay.
Here's the white flag.
Can we go one? Can you say, I like Paul Gallen?
Don't push me too far. That's a lot for me to say in one sentence. Have a listen to Gus.
I think Queensland got it wrong tonight, and they'll address that because it was purely attitudinal. It had nothing to do with their football. I just didn't think they were on the pace for the opening whistle.
Yep.
There we go. Yeah. They weren't.
They weren't.
Well
they handled
the
wet better. I tell you, I've got a new man crush, Tedesco. He is a machine. He is one of the best ever.
He always was, though. He wasn't just tonight. He always turns up. You've got to contain him. That's what Queensland didn't do. They didn't contain him.
All we know is July 10, ANZ Stadium,
massive.
Game 3. It is going to be showtime.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Now, as you know, I've got a menagerie of animals at home. I've got the cat Samara. I have Ted the Maltese Shih Tzu. He was my first. Then I have Jemima the Pugalier, your favourite, Al.
Attractive.
Yeah, it's different.
I was waiting for a text last night, by the way, for you to say the world's ugliest dog competition was on. Where's Jemima?
But they're beautiful animals.
She is beautiful. They are beautiful animals. She is beautiful. And you haven't met the latest.
Oh, no.
So Gertie.
Yeah.
Gertie is a miniature apricot poodle, and she's 10 months old, and she was rescued from Storybook Farm. And unfortunately, not a lot of oxygen at birth. She was dead for over an hour, and she's quite... Because of that, she has some brain damage, yeah. She's got a heart problem, and so we wanted to help her. Don't laugh.
No, that's awesome you saved her life.
Yes, we did, and we're showing her lots and lots of love.
You have a cold, black heart.
Stop.
Spider.
Laughing, Peter. I said, this is what I said just before. I said, I don't want your opinions.
Okay.
I want your support. So,
all right, I'm supportive.
She can't walk very well at all, as in she falls over a lot.
Mm.
So when we go for the park for a walk... the other dogs are ahead and I make about 2 metres and have to turn around and go home because she just can't really navigate it.
Yeah.
So I bought her a baby carrier from a baby shop, a real one.
Yeah, yep.
And she doesn't like that, so she kicks around in that and goes crazy. So, next level,
yep.
I've bought her a pet stroller.
A pet stroller.
So a lot of people use these for old dogs that still want to get outside.
You are.
For puppies, right? So it's just so for old dogs or three-legged dogs or special needs dogs.
Are they the wheels that you attach to the back
of
the body?
No. It's three wheels.
Sorry,
it's awesome. Okay. It's big. So anyway, the two dogs and the stroller yesterday.
Oh, right? Wow.
Okay.
I can just see how this is
going. I'm going along Currumbin, and it's got the dark mesh cover over, so you can't really see in. And had the old lady stop me.
Yeah.
She's going, oh, best way to get them to sleep, isn't it? And I thought, oh, we're going to play along here.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And so she was up for a chat. She's like, how old? I said, 10 months. She's
beautiful.
So I said, I actually adopted her 2 months ago. And she's like, isn't that amazing? Yeah. Oh, you adopted her. Yeah. I said, yeah, but it's funny because she's got curly hair just like me and it's the same colour. So we kind of look the same.
Actually.
We do look the same. And she said, is it an Australian baby? Where did you adopt her from? I said, from Wacol. And she said, prison baby. And I thought, I can't go on with this any longer. I can't go on because it's RSPCA, is at Wacol, right?
Yep.
And so I peel back the mesh and Gertie's there wiggling and crazy, but she did have her headgear on because she hits her head a lot.
Oh, of course.
And her grip boots.
Yeah.
So I think this woman just seriously, she looked at this and still thought it was a hairy child. I thought, I better get to Specsavers. I tripped her out and kept her walking.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The home of comedy with Bridge and Spider, and that's why we catch up with Ed Cavalli every Monday.
Well, we love it on a Monday, not only because it's the start of a good new week and we're all bright and bubbly, but also Ed Cavalli joins us from Paying Attention? Good morning.
Yeah, good to be here, guys. And as you know, Have You Been Paying Attention? We try and cover all the big stories.
Yes.
And my favourite story over the last week now was the Sunshine Coast Police. It's a few days old now. The Sunshine Coast policeman who left that press conference to tackle a bloke live. How
brilliant.
Good was it?
It was
the best.
How good was it?
It was so good.
And then, you know, we had a chat to him, and it was just the most Queensland thing of all time. Do you know, a policeman with marks on his head. Did you see that? Do you know what the scars on his head were from?
Did you see those?
Yeah, that was, of course, from what does a bald man in Queensland get?
Sun cancer.
Yes, he gets sunspots cut out, right?
So
it was so quaint, and it reminded me of my favourite story. When I was doing radio full-time in Brisbane, it reminded me of my favourite caller ever. We were talking about how bad magpie season is, and where I was living in Brisbane when I was a kid, the magpies were terrible. I used to live right next to where the Broncos would train, and we would go down and watch, and the park to try and get there, it was like Swoop Central. It was terrible, right?
Yes.
You guys know what it's like, right?
Yes,
the cable ties on the helmet, none of it does anything. You just end up looking like a crazy conspiracy theorist. It doesn't do anything. So we were talking about that one day, and a guy rings up and he goes, yeah, that used to happen to us at my school. But one day, so we couldn't even go out in the playground anymore at lunchtime to play footy or hang out or anything like that because the magpies were so bad. So one day they were in one of the demountable classrooms, and two policemen in uniform came to the door with the vice principal and said, All right, kids, just going to need you all to sort of face the window away from the playground for the next 10 minutes, please.
Oh, no.
I think it's going where I think it's going.
Don't.
So what do you think the kids did, Bridge?
Of course.
They all spun around and stuck their faces to the window that was facing the oval.
Oh, yes.
And what this young man saw... Now, got to remember, he was there. What he saw was two policemen in uniform in the middle of the day with a shotgun.
I like it.
This is not good.
Take out two magpies.
Oh, no. Don't.
I don't want to laugh, but I do.
No, you have to laugh. And I said, were you traumatised? To which he said, nah, it was hilarious, right? So in Queensland, you don't want to be one of two things: an offender walking past a policeman at a news conference, or a pesky magpie. Because either way, you are getting chopped at the knees. That is what happens. I'll see you soon, guys.
Thank you.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yeah, driving. I'm in Mildura at the moment in Victoria, but I've been in Broken Hill in New South Wales. And if you don't know Broken Hill, it's an old outback. It's a mining town, and it's quite fascinating. It's been around for decades, and since the 1800s, and very popular. But unfortunately, the population is going south rather than north. But driving from Broken Hill to Mildura, it's 297 kilometres.
Oh, okay.
One road, nothing else out there. There's no stops in between. Maybe a couple of truck stops. That is it. It's pretty flat land, and you've got to be really careful of a couple of things. Because I left Mildura last night at 5 o'clock. Coming into, Broken Hill at 5 o'clock, Mildura about 8 o'clock. But when the sun goes down, kangaroos, wild goats, pigs, all on the side of the road, you've got to be really, really careful of. So here I'm driving and there's no cars, maybe one or two trucks every now and then, not a lot of people driving on Sunday nights, and especially this time of the day because it is dangerous. So going really slow, driving down about 60, 70 Ks out of Mildura, and I see a car with its hazards on. Now, it's dark, no one around other than myself, and I slowly slow down, and you see the car, and then there's someone waving, jumping up and down and waving. There's
no way.
There's no bonnet up on the car. You kind of quickly look around, and the tyres that you could see, there's no jacks, there's no one trying to fix the tyres. So you can see, okay, there's no puncture tyres, there's nothing wrong with the car. What is this person waving me down in the middle of nowhere? They're like, there's nothing around.
No, that sounds like an ambush, that someone will come out of the bush and jump in.
Would you stop?
Oh, well, there's no way. I mean, as a female, there's absolutely no way.
No.
It just sounds like a complete setup for an ambush.
It is. And I was like, do I stop? What do you do? And you know the rules of the outback. And unfortunately in Australia, you sit there and go, you know what? We've got to stop and help. And you think, I don't want to. But I kind of have to.
Oh, and what do you do, though?
Well, I had to stop. And I was absolutely sweating at this stage. I was petrified.
Did this happen?
What the bloody hell are you mob doing out here?
Ooh.
Close to it. I'd only watched that on a plane only 2 weeks ago, too. I stopped, and I kind of pulled over a fair distance away, and I had the window down on the passenger seat, and I had it down, and I pulled up, and I was my foot was on the accelerator just as quick as it was on the brake, and I was ready to go. And it was a guy, and same thing. Yeah, the white, it was all set up. And I've gone, can I help? Hello, can I help you? Or whatever. He goes, oh, it'd be unbelievable. He goes, can you give me a lift into Mildura? He goes, I've got no fuel. I've run out of fuel.
Oh, he's run out of fuel.
60K out. Who would run out of fuel 60K out? Obviously, it's dragged a lot more than he thought. And I said, yeah, no worries. And I gave him he was a local guy who was fantastic. Gave him a lift, and he caught another lift back out there. But I absolutely crapped myself. And he said that if he was hitchhiking, no one would have picked him up.
Right.
No.
Yeah. And he said the only way I could, and because there was only one car every probably
40 minutes to an hour. He goes, I had no other option. I had to wave someone down.
Yeah.
And I said, you know how guilty it looked? Because I was sweating. I was crapping myself. But, you know, those people that are hitchhiking, how many times have we been hitchhiking and never been picked up?
God. Well, you guys, I've been blokes, you guys would have hitchhiked a few times.
Yeah, would have hitchhiked a few times. But this still happens now. Do you think hitchhiking, does it go on?
Do you know what? Just you go across the border, you go to Ocean Shores, Bruns. For some reason, they all hitchhike around there still quite a bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. 13-27-10, you got any hitchhiking stories, you know, that didn't quite go as they should have gone? Wow. Chance to win $200 because a seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. 13-27-10. Your hitchhiking stories, we get them on next.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Yeah, those dodgy hitchhiking stories on 13-27-10. Bridge, Craig and Merrimax here.
What happened? What's your hitchhiker story, Craig?
I took my car down to Moolumbah for a drive with my daughter, and we drove through a place called Nimbin, and we stopped there pie, and on the way out, we picked the hitchhiker up on the way out.
Yeah.
And he had a big duffel bag, and he hopped in the back seat, and we're going to go to Moolumbah, back to Moolumbah, and we're going to drop him back off, and he's holding this duffel bag and shaking. I turned around to the guy and said, what's in the bag, mate? He goes, "Nothing, a bloody business." I go, started getting nervous.
Oh, wow.
My daughter started getting nervous, so I said again, driving a bit further towards Moomba, and then I turned around to the guy, and he's shaking. I said, what's in the bag, mate? He goes, "Nothing, a bloody business." I said, well, you better get out, because the cops are just up the road, right? They're doing breathalyzers. He saw the cops, he ran the opposite direction, left the bag in the back seat. I drove all the way back to the Gold Coast, and the bag was still in the back seat.
What was in it?
None of your bloody business.
Oh!
Craig!
You got us a real team.
$200 because a seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. Good on you, Craig.
Go win.
None of your bloody business.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.